Some breaking news this afternoon on the latest Republican effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Republican Senator John McCain said in a statement moments ago that he cannot, in good conscience, vote for the Graham-Cassidy bill. That could doom the effort. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, what does McCain's statement mean for Graham-Cassidy?
Well, there's a math problem here for Republicans who want to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. There are 52 Republicans in the Senate. Using the procedure that they are using, they need at least 50 Republicans to support the repeal and replace legislation, the latest version of which is the Graham-Cassidy bill. So if John McCain is a no, they can only lose one other Republican. However, there are two other Republicans who are either definitely out. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, conservative Republican from Kentucky, has made it very, very clear that he has no intention of supporting this bill. He says on Twitter, "I won't vote for Obamacare Lite that keeps 90% of the taxes and spending just so some people can claim credit for something that didn't happen." And then you have Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who today in an article in the Press Herald out of Maine says she's leaning against the bill. She says she's reading the fine print and that premiums would be so high they would be unaffordable. And she has been a no pretty consistently on previous versions of repeal and is, you know, sounds as much like a no as possible. John McCain is the person a lot of people were looking at to see, well, if McCain will go for it, then maybe it has a chance. Now McCain is out.
Right. And there's also Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, who hasn't made her choice clear on this, but she could have been a no as well.
And still could be.
If this effort fails, is that the end of GOP efforts to try to repeal and replace Obamacare? Because we have been here before when it sounded like it was the end and then they come back with a new plan.
Yes, the creature comes back again and again and again. It's come back a few times this year. The difference this time is that there is a deadline. They want to use this reconciliation process so they only need Republican votes. Well, the reconciliation process expires September 30th. That's the end of next week. So they're running out of lane. And Senator John McCain's objection that he talks about in his statement is he says, you know, maybe in the end I would be willing to support something similar to Graham-Cassidy. But he has concerns about the process, that there haven't been hearings, that you're talking about one-fifth of the U.S. economy trying to pass it on a bipartisan basis without any hearings and without a score from the Congressional Budget Office. Well, if that's his standard, they aren't going to be able to come up with another bill that meets that standard between now and the end of next week.
All right. We will continue to follow the health care effort in the Senate, which sounds like it's hit a major roadblock today with Senator McCain's announcement. I also want to ask you about some of the language on North Korea. President Trump tweeted this morning that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a madman who will be tested like never before. That was after Kim Jong-un, in a highly unusual first-person statement overnight, called Trump deranged and warned that Trump will pay dearly for his threat at the UN this week to destroy North Korea if it continues its nuclear and missile tests. How consequential are the words this time, Tamara?
It's not clear how consequential the words are. You have to kind of wait for the actions from both of these administrations. However, one of the actions that actually is happening is that as President Trump uses this sort of amped up rhetoric and as his administration says, you know, all options are on the table, they are strongly pursuing diplomatic options, including additional sanctions, which they're putting into place that were announced yesterday, that will try to target other countries that are doing business with North Korea and cut them off from commerce with the U.S. So although there's a lot of fiery talk, there's also a strong diplomatic effort underway.
Just a few seconds left here, but in a few hours, it sounds like we're going to get some news on the travel ban from the White House.
That's correct. We are expecting information. The travel ban, as you remember, was put into place earlier this year, hit a lot of roadblocks, legal roadblocks. We're expecting the White House to come out with a new version of its travel ban. It has a deadline of this Sunday. However, we are expecting that to come out today. We don't have the specifics yet, however.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith on another busy Friday in Washington. Tamara, thank you.
Every Friday.
Right.
Thank you. Bye.